You are listening to ebuzz.com. Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi
salatullah. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي درود شریف علی وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have completed the seerah and the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, and inshaAllah in our session tonight we start with the seerah and the khilafat of another very prolific individual, the great successor to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, who is famously known as Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an was again selected as the caliph, the successor to Umar ibn al-Khattab, by the Council of Six. These were senior companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everyone gave bay'ah to Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ulama have mentioned that he was born in the city of Makkah six years after the event of the elephants, when Abraha attacked the city of Makkah, and he was 5 years younger than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was 5 years younger to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful, handsome young man. Scholars have mentioned that he was not very tall, not very short, medium built, white skinned, large eyes. Ulama have described him with some very beautiful words. They say that he had a very beautiful beard, long beard, thick beard, which had traces of dye, saffron. Ulama have also mentioned that he had the most beautiful, handsome mouth. Now some of you might be wondering, what's mouth got to do? Mouth, in fact, everything of your face has got everything to do with your beauty. You'll find some people, they have beautiful features, but sometimes the lips are quite thick, and sometimes you have the teeth protruding out, and so that can really spoil your image. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. But Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an was a very handsome man. Long zulfa, the zulfa would come from the top and fall behind the ears. So this is the description given of this great man, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. Of course, he was known with his title Uthman Zunnurain. The first name was Uthman. Uthman's father's name was Affan. So Uthman's father was Affan, and the father of Affan was Abul As, and the father of Abul As was Umayyah, and the father of Umayyah was Abdush Shams, and the father of Abdush Shams was Abde Munaf, and the father of Abde Munaf was Qusay, and the father of Qusay was Kilab. Do you remember that, brothers? Yeah? Shall we repeat that once more? Uthman bin Affan bin Abul As bin Umayyah bin Abdul Shams, bin Abdul Munaf, bin Qusay, bin Kilab. Now, from all of his fathers, the father that we need to remember is Hazrat Uthman's fifth grandfather. Very important individual. Scholars have mentioned whose name is Abd Munaf. Now Abd Munaf is a very special man in the line of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an in his lineage. Because the lineage of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an and the lineage of Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam merge to Abd Munaf. They merge with Abd Munaf. So from Abd Munaf onwards, all of the fathers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the same of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Uthman's father from Abd Munaf onwards, and from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father from Abd Munaf are all the same. So alhamdulillah, this is again a great privilege that Allah has given to some of the companions. In a way, scholars have mentioned that all of the Qurayshi people were interconnected, related to one another through marriage, or again because of the different brothers that were part of the different tribes. And these were people who had many, many children, would marry many, many wives, and they would of course practice polygamy, and therefore they were all interrelated, interconnected with one another. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an's father, whose name is Affan. Itna to yaad rakhe. Affan. Kya naam hai? Affan. Now Affan died in the time of Jahiliyyah, before the pre-Islamic era. Affan died. Now according to the vast majority of the scholars, ulama have mentioned that he did not die as a Muslim. He died much earlier on, Affan. But for the mother, whose name was Arwa, Mu'arrikhin and Muhaddisin have mentioned that she was a Muslimah, and the Muslim historians have complimented her good Islam. In fact, scholars have mentioned that she passed away during the Khilafat of her own son, the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was really the man who carried the mother to the grave. So she was a Muslimah. We need to also remember that the family of the companions, especially Khulafa'i Rashideen, they are very, very important that we understand how they are related to also the different other companions. So for an example, related to the children of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, or related to the children of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. So what I have here, I can't of course remember all the names. Very quickly, if we can just go through the family of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Now Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an had eight wives altogether. Kitni biviya thi? Eight wives. Subhanallah. Now we need to remember that not all eight wives at one time, of course. In Sharia you can only have as many as four, not more than four. But Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an had eight wives. Now the two names are very, very special here. Hazrat Uthman's wife, Hazrat Ruqayya, and Hazrat Umm Kulthum. The name given to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he was actually known by his kunniyah. And kunniya is the Arab tradition. They were usually titled by the names of their eldest son. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was known as Abu al-Qasim. Qasim was the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, before embracing Islam, was known as Abu Amr. But after embracing Islam, he was known as Abu Abdullah. He was known as Abu Abdullah. Ulama have mentioned even more than the title of Abu Abdullah, which was his kunniya. Ulama knew him to be Uthman Dhunnurain. Uthman the Nurayn. Nurayn in the Arabic language means the man with two lights. Now Allama Badruddin Al-Ayni Rahmatullah Alayh, in his commentary of Bukhari Sharif, he actually explains to us why Hazrat Uthman was given this title of the Nurayn. It is said that he alone from amongst all of the companions, Allah has blessed him with this privilege. And really this is great honor. No one shares this position with him. Hazrat Uthman is the only individual until the day of Qiyamah who was privileged to marry two daughters of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Ali got married to Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala an. But with Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was given the opportunity to marry Hazrat Ruqayya, the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when she passed away, he married Hazrat Umm Kulthum. So we need to understand that in Islam, Sharia tells us that two sisters cannot be in the nikah of one man. This is haram. So you can marry up to four, but two sisters marrying one man in one person's nikah, that is haram. So in the case of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, when Hazrat Ruqayya passed away, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Uthman, I am so happy with you and pleased with you that I will give you my other daughter whose name is Umm Kulthum. According to some of the narrations, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, when Hazrat Umm Kulthum passed away, he said to Uthman that, Uthman, if I had 100 daughters one by one, I would give them in your nikah. Now this is great, great honor. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. So he later on married many women, of course. Hazrat Uthman was a very wealthy person, very influential. The third wife that he took on was Fakhita binte Ghazwan. Fakhita binte Ghazwan. And the fourth one was Umm Amr binte Jundub. The fifth wife was Fatima bint al-Walid, and the sixth wife was Ummul Baneen. And then you had Ramla bint Shayba, and the last lady was Naila. Naila, she was a Christian. Now, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, again, he was very, very careful. He knew exactly the laws given by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an during his Khilafat. Hazrat Umar did not like any of his governors marrying outside the fold of Islam. Anyone who was a Christian, he did not accept. Anyone who was of a Jewish background, he did not accept. But Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an knew Naila and the family and gave her the opportunity as a form of da'wah also. So she was a Christian. But when she married Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, willingly, wholeheartedly, she became a Muslimah and a very good Muslimah. Scholars have mentioned a lot about Hazrat Naila. Now this has always been the practice with, if you look at some of the people in the Arab part of the world also, it was done for da'wah purpose. What was it done for? Da'wah purpose. So when you study history, you will find that the Arabs from Morocco and Maghrib, that part of the region, when they came to Spain, what they did is that they would have an Arab wife, and then they married the local woman there. And mashallah, when she would look at the beautiful teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, she would be so impressed that she also sincerely would accept Islam. So Islam spread very, very quickly. We saw this also in Andalusia. So Hazrat Naila is the wife of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and she was a Christian, but then mashallah she embraced Islam. As for the children of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, we have Hazrat Abdullah, the first child. And Hazrat Abdullah is the son of Hazrat Ruqayya. This is where he gets his kunya from, Abu Abdullah, the father of Abdullah. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an passed away at a very young age, only when he was 6 years of age. Ulama have mentioned that when he came to the city of Madinatul Munawwara in the very early few months of the mother and Hazrat Uthman settling in Madinatul Munawwara, what had happened is that a rooster pecked Hazrat Abdullah on the face, very close to the eye, and the infection just spread on the entire face, and because of flu, then he passed away. So Abu Abdullah, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala an, passed away. And then you have Abdullah here, the second Abdullah. The second Abdullah is the son of Fakhita bint Ghazwan. Now, Amr radiallahu ta'ala an, he died in the year 80 Hijri. Amr, Khalid, Abban, and also Umar, these are the four brothers, all from one mother, Amr. And the mother of all of the four children is Umme Amr bint Jundub. So you have Amr, Khalid, Abban, and Umar, the four brothers from this lady, the wife of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, whose name is Umme Amr bint Jundub. Now, from amongst his children, from Umme Amr bint Jundub, the main person to note is Hazrat Abban. Hazrat Abban, mashallah, he was the governor of Madinatul Munawwara for 7 years. The son of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And scholars have said that he was a great faqih of his time. A great faqih. In fact, when he was struck with paralysis, the very famous hadith that he himself has narrated from his father, he said that I have heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obviously with the companions, the chain of companions, he said, anyone who reads in the morning or in the night, Bismillahi alladhi la yadhurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul alim. Now this is a very important tasbih. Anyone who reads this tasbih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not cause any harm to him at all. If he reads it in the morning, inshallah, Allah will save him throughout the day. If he reads it after Maghrib, Allah will protect him in the night. Now, when he was affected with paralysis, Hazrat Abban would say that today I forgot to read this dua, Bismillah al-Ladhi la yadhurru ma'ismihi shay'un fil adi wala fis sama wa huwa as-sami'ul alim, and whatever Allah had decreed upon me befell on me. So this is Hazrat Abban radiallahu ta'ala. One thing we have to note here also, that Hazrat Uthman loved Hazrat Umar so much that he even named one of his sons as Hazrat Umar. Now again, this pattern that we need to understand, two of his children are Abdullah. Two of the children are Abdullah. This was something very, very common with Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. Now we don't find that in our community. So this was Abdullah Senior and this was Abdullah Junior. And this was also with Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Abdullah and Ubaidullah. And he had three children who were named Abdul Rahman, if you recall. What were their name? Abdul Rahman. And so he would say, Abdul Rahman Akbar, come. Abdul Rahman Aswad, come. Abdul Rahman Asghar, come. In the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah loves two names. One is Abdul Rahman and one is Abdullah. So that is why Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and had named two of his children Abdullah. And then you had another son, Al-Walid, whose mother was Fatima bint Al-Walid. And also the brother of Al-Walid was Sa'id. And then finally you had Abdul Malik, whose mother was Ummul Baneen. Ummul Baneen, just here. So mashallah, how many wives? 8 wives. And how many children altogether? Kitne? 9 sons. 9 sons. Now these are the daughters of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Some of the scholars have said in total Hazrat Uthman had 7 daughters. I have here for you written 5 daughters. Some of the Muslim historians have said no, he had 7 daughters. The first one was Maryam. The mother of Maryam was Umme Amr bint Jundub. The second daughter was Umme Sa'id. The mother was Fatima bint Walid. And then Hazrat Aisha, whose mother was Ramla. And Maryam, again the mother of Maryam was Naila. And this is Umme Walid. Rather, the name was Ummul Baneen, not Ummul Walid. The name of this girl was Ummul Baneen. So 5 daughters. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an with many, many sons, a lot of children, and mashallah, a very big family. He had many, many brothers also. the tribe of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was very, very strong in the city of Makkah. He was from the tribe of Umayyah. The tribe of Umayyah. That is where we also get the Khilafat, the Banu Umayyah. So he was also from the Umayyah. Now, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an's respect and honor, we talk about that inshallah, even before Islam, during the period of Jahiliyyah. Let's go, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a man of great repute, a man of great honor. People would respect Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Now with the Arabs, the mushrikeen of Makkah, their criteria of respecting people was much different. They would respect people who were wealthy. So if you had money, you were a noble individual, a noble person, an honorable man. And if you had plenty of children, this was again a mark of honor. And with that, if you had a big family, a lot of brothers that would support you, again this would fit in that criteria that this man deserved to be respected and he had great honor in the society. Now Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, mashallah, qualified for all of these positions. Mashallah, Allah blessed him with many, many children. He had many, many brothers, a strong tribe behind him. And also he was a very wealthy man. From amongst the companions, two people are noted for their wealth. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. He inherited this wealth from his father. The father was also a tajir. And mashallah, when this wealth was transferred to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Uthman was an expert in tijarat, a very good businessman. He would look after his business. The second quality of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an is the fact that he was a very humble person. Very humble. Humility was his nature. Now, these two features are very rare to find in an individual. That a person is wealthy and at the same time he is also very humble. Very few have this quality. Usually you will find that when you have a lot of money, you have the seeds of arrogance in you. You become mutakabbir. There is a lot of kibr inside you. Ulama have mentioned, if money dictates you, this is a sign that this person is a mutakabbir. But if this man has the full control and he is the one in charge of the wealth that Allah has given him, then he is a humble person. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a respected man because he was wealthy and at the same time he was also a very humble individual. The third quality, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a great speaker, a very eloquent speaker. When he would speak, people would listen to him. Ulama have mentioned that he spoke fluent Arabic and he also knew the proverbs of the Arabic language at that time, which is very, very important. And he had also memorized the genealogy of the Arabs. This was important. They would sit in their gatherings and one would say, this is my father and his father and his father and his father and his father. And they would compete and continue. This was something for them to be very proud of. And so Sayyidina Uthman was an expert in the Arab genealogy. The other advantage Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an also had was the fact that he was a businessman. This gave him the opportunity to go and visit many, many countries. So he would meet different people. He would meet people in Syria who were Christians, non-Arabs. He went to Abyssinia many times for business. So mashallah, he knew of the cosmopolitan touch that people have. He knew their culture, he knew their norms, how they would react. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, at a very young age, he was mature, very wise, and a lot of responsibility was given to him, including the Khilafat, inshallah, that we will speak of in depth. But itni samajh mein aayi nahi. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a great man. Scholars have mentioned that the one quality Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was blessed with, in fact he was one from amongst the few companions who could say that even in the time of Jahiliyyah, they have never ever prostrated to an idol. They never did sajda to the idols of the time. If you look at the Meccan society, they were mushrikeen, all polytheists. In fact, they were pagans. Some of them did not even know what their religion was. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, in the time of Jahiliyyah also, never bowed, never put his head down, never prostrated to the family idol. And we have to also make mention of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. He is also of that category. He never did sujood to any of the idols. Allama Qastalani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned one story in his kitab. He says that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was 4 years of age, the father, Abu Quhafa, took him to the place of worship where all the idols were stored. Something like the mandir, you can say. And each of the tribes had their own idols. And so he took his four-year-old son, Abu Bakr Siddiq, and said to him that, هَاُولَٰئِ آلِهَتُكْ فَاسْجُدْ لَهُمْ. Look, these are your gods, so prostrate and make sajda to them. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and turned his face away and he looked at the idols and he said to the idols that if you are really the gods of the people of Makkah, all of the idols that were there, then try to save yourself. Now the father didn't know what he was going to do. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was prepared. He had a stone in his hand and he threw the stone in the direction of that family idol. And it hit the idol in such a way that the idol fell to the ground and it broke into pieces. When the father saw this, Abu Quhafa slapped Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. He was only 4 years of age. And then getting very, very angry, what do generally, as men generally have this tendency, that when they get angry, they take the anger out on the wife. If this, you take your anger out on the children. Your wife must be very proud of you. MashaAllah. Usually you'll find men getting angry and heated with the women. And so he came and he says, ye tumhara bachcha hai. What a good son that came out from your stomach. You know what he did today? And so the mother sided with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and she said to the husband, no, don't speak bad about my son. His luminous face, the glow on the face of Abu Bakr Siddiq says everything. This man has got a very good future. And she said, you cannot blame my son. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq naturally had the dislike of the idols. Hazrat Uthman was also one of them. And saying that, the father slapped Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. But there was also a time when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq had slapped the father. Forgive me, that I'm not saying we disrespect our parents. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, once when the father had made some inflammatory statements with regards to the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, the reaction was so fast and he looked at the father and he slapped him. He slapped Abu Quhafa and he said to the father, I respect you. But the minute you disrespect Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will break off my ties with you. I have no respect for you. Allahu Akbar. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's family was very unique. Abu Quhafa later on also embraced Islam. The mother was also a Muslim. All the different generations related to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq had all embraced Islam. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a man who never did sujood, he never did sajda to any of the idols. Ulama have also mentioned that even in Jahiliyyah, Hazrat Uthman has never ever been seen to drink alcohol. He never touched alcohol. This is fitrah. Now after Islam, of course, this is a different situation. But in Jahiliyyah, in the city of Makkah, where you had pubs everywhere, not just like what we have in England, every corner you might have a pub, but now again, you'll find that in our communities you don't have that, alhamdulillah. But in the city of Makkah you had pubs everywhere. And to save yourself from alcohol would mean a man who was graced with fitrah, the one whose innate conditions were complete and pure. So Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an never drank alcohol. And another great feature of Sayyidina Uthman is that he never committed himself to zina. He never ever fornicated, even in the time of Jahiliyyah. Subhanallah. This is something rarely found in the people of Makkah. Why? Because zina was something that was accepted by the people. Zina was done all the time in the city of Makkah. But Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he said about alcohol, he said, this is poison. Anything that controls your mind is poison. So our youth here, mashallah, the young ones that are sitting here, let me remind you, drugs are haram and even smoking is haram. Even smoking is haram. It is not jais for you. Isn't that right, Mufti Sahab, Maulana Sahab? I don't know, Sheikh, we'll have a different fatwa. But if we agree with our Arab scholars in Saudi Arabia, they say smoking is also haram. Why? Because it harms you. And it's written on the cigarette pack that smoking gives you cancer. So mashallah, break this habit slowly. Hazrat Uthman said, this is poison, and he never ever touched it. He never ever committed himself to zina. In fact, he was never ever attracted to the singing girls of Makkatul Mukarrama. No form of entertainment. He was a very serious individual. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his darajat. Very quickly, inshallah, without taking much of your time, my respected brothers, how Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an embraced Islam. Again, when we talk about the Islam of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, it is important to note that your friendship, your companionship in this dunya is very, very important. In a sense that if you have bad company, one day this bad company will take you to the wrong path. And Allah save us. There is a possibility, if you are in the company of kuffar all the time, there is a possibility that you might even die as a kafir. Because in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that الرَّجُلُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ فَلْيَنْزُرْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. You have to be very, very careful, be selective when you choose your friends. Now Sayyidina Uthman's best friend in Makkah was who? Jazakallah, Khalid. Khalid bin Walid is injured, but mashallah, huh? Allah give you shifa quickly. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was the best friend. Not only the best friend, but both of them were business partners. Now we need to understand also, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was also a wealthy man. But more wealth was with Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, and both of them were business partners. When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was 34 years of age, it is said that your friend is your well-wisher, someone who helps you and who is standing by you at all times. Not only when you are wealthy and in your good times, but also at difficult moments, he is there to support you. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq came to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an and said to him, accept Islam. قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Mu'arrikheen have mentioned without any hesitation, immediately, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an declared and testified to the kalima, and he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now brothers, this quick response of the shahada was not out of rashness or foolishness. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a very serious individual, very calculative. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was sure and certain. He had firm belief when he said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. It was not about money, aliyazu billah. It was not about pressure from Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Uthman himself would say that I could see the difference between those who followed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and those who were in the city of Makkah. And he said to the people that, the condition of my people at that time was such that they would do zina, they would drink alcohol, they would eat the meat of dead animals, they would shed blood, they would disrespect their neighbors. All the bad character and bad quality of a person was in them. And when he looked at those who followed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were different people. So there was no hesitation on behalf of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, immediately he accepted the kalima, and it is said that at the hands of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, he recited the kalima. So our fundamental duty also is, my respected brothers, wherever we are, alhamdulillah, it would be a great honor for us, a great honor, if we give da'wah, someone who is a close friend to you, who is not a Muslim, and if you explain to him about Islam, and if he was to embrace Islam, don't wait and don't say that, okay, you know, wait till next week, I'll phone, you know, Maulana Muhammad or some other alims in Leicester, and when they have time, mashallah, come to the masjid and become Muslim. Don't waste time. If he says that I want to become a Muslim, immediately say to him, say La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then mashallah, bring him to the scholars, so the scholars can explain everything to him. One other incident that had occurred, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and had mentioned this to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, when I was returning back from Syria, and I stopped at a place between Ma'an and Az-Zaraq, between Ma'an and Az-Zaraq, I stopped between Ma'an and Az-Zaraq to rest. When I went to sleep before returning back to Madinatul Munawwara, someone came to my dream and said to me, why are you sleeping? Oh sleepers, wake up. Ahmad has already come in the city of Makkah. Ahmad has already emerged in the city of Makkah. So this was the dream. And when I came to Medina, when I came to Makkatul Mukarrama, I heard of your name. I heard of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is why I also had no hesitation in accepting the Shahada when Hazrat Umar Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an invited me to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, we will continue with the seerah of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an in the next few sessions. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Dua kallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے ہم صحابہ کرام اجمعین کے نقش قدم پر چلے اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے ہم اللہ کے رسول کی سنت پر چلے اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے ہم تیرے عاشق بن جائے اللہ ہمیں اولیاء اللہ میں سے بنا دے اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے اللہ جن لوگوں نے کہا ہے دعاؤں میں یاد رکھنے کے لیے اللہ ان کی جائز تمنا کو جائز حاجات کو اللہ پورا فرما اللہ مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما مسلمان جہاں کہیں بھی ہے پریشان حال ہے اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما اللہ میاں بیوی میں کوئی تکلیف ہو اس تکلیف کو دور فرما اولاد اور والدین کے بیچ میں کوئی تکلیف ہو اللہ اس تکلیف کو دور فرما اللہ ہم تجھ سے عافیت کا مطالبہ کرتے ہیں اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا نستغفرک و نتوب الیک اللہم توفنا مسلما والحقنا بالصالحین اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين